The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Galesburg High School girls basketball tips off with the Silver Streaks pregame show. Brought to you by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks take on the Saints from Bloomington Central Catholic High School. Our pregame show brought to you by Bates Collision Center, 799 East Main in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. We're going to take a quick time out here during the national anthem, come back, bring in the starting lineups, and get tonight's game underway between the Streaks and the Saints. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is proudly brought to you by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the t-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Now open 8 to 11 Wednesday through Sunday. The Packing House in Galesburg is ready to serve you. Enjoy their famous salad bar with soup or half sandwich for $9 all day, along with complimentary cinnamon rolls. And call to make your Valentine's Day reservations today.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here. But you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Back here at Bloomington Central Catholic High School. Well, I'm trying to hear your first names. The starting lineup, because they did not have any rosters available here being the first game and not having any fans. And the coach said, oh, yeah, you can get a picture of our scorebook. Well, she didn't have any first names listed. So I've got three of the five starters' first names for Central Catholic. All right, so Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Central Catholic Saints. The Saints come in with an 0-1 record. They had a game Monday night where they took on a very good Metamora team, lost 49-46. Streaks coming in, their first game of the season, non-conference, and the first of a whole bunch of games in a short time here in this strange season. No tip-off anymore. We did a coin flip ahead of time, and the Streaks apparently, I guess they won. I'm not sure if they won the toss or not, but they're getting to inbound first, which I'm not sure I understand this rule. So for the Streaks, Lauren Livingston, Abby Davidson, Audrey Peck, Riley Jenkins, and Cadence Leidick. Riley with the tap of the key out high left side. It goes to Audrey Peck. Out high right side, Abby Davidson. Now to Riley on the right wing. Tried to get underneath to Audrey. Overthrew her, and it's going to go the other way as the Streaks turn it over on their first possession. So good to see Abby Davidson back on the floor for the Streaks after being out all last year with a torn ACL. Streaks with some full court pressure. This is Steinen with it. Casey Steinen on the dribble for Central Catholic. To the right wing, it goes to Larson. Larson loses the handle, gets a back, Streaks in a man-to-man defense. Underneath, shot up and no good, and the rebound goes to the floor, gets knocked away. They're going to say it goes off of Central Catholic last, and that was off of Garcia. So the Streaks will bring it back the other way, and Central Catholic picks up with some full-court pressure. Riley Jenkins on the dribble. Gives to Audrey Peck. Ball got knocked away, and it goes to the floor. Another tie-up, and the possession arrow is going to point toward Central Catholic. So the Streaks, two possessions and a couple of turnovers. A little bit of nerves to start this one here tonight. 7:13 to play, first quarter. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson on assignment tonight. Had a busy week at his real job, so he wasn't able to be here tonight. Hopefully he'll be back with us this weekend. And it comes to Larson, shot is no good. Rebound, Audrey Peck. Now to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run, left side. Goes baseline. Stops and gets it inside to Audrey Peck. Puts up the five-footer. Missed it. Rebound comes down to the Saints. And that is, let's see. Now she's got a number 30 on the floor. I don't see a number 30 on their roster, though, so I'm not sure which one that is. Unless it was, oh, no, it must have been 20. So that would have been Davis. So Davis with the rebound. And Central Catholic turns it over. Streaks bring it back the other way against some three-quarter court pressure this time. Lauren Livingston bounces for Audrey Peck. Gets it across to Riley Jenkins. Riley down the left side of the lane. Lays it up off the glass and in. And there's the first basket of the season. First basket in this ball game. Streak lead 2-0. 6.5 minutes to play first quarter. Now pass knocked away by Audrey Peck as Central Catholic hustled it down the floor. Ball goes out of bounds and it goes back to Central Catholic on the right baseline. Inbounding will be Davis. And it comes out high to Larson. Larson out high right side to Davis. Top of the key, Larson stolen away by Cadence Leidick. Cadence gives to Lauren Livingston on the run. Splits two defenders down the right side. Gets bumped. No call. Rebound comes down to Davis for Central Catholic. Quickly back the other way. This is Cox with it. Swings it over to the right side to Steinman. Steinman drives baseline, and we're going to have a push call on Cadence Leidick. That'll be the first foul of the basketball game. Just under 6 minutes to play. First quarter, Streaks with a 2-0 lead over the Central Catholic Saints. So the Streaks, it's going to be a busy season, starting off with three non-conference games this week, and then we get into the Western Big Six Conference, three games a week until the last week of the season. There's two that week. Inside pass stolen away by Abby Davidson. Abby on the run, dribbles, gives way to Riley Jenkins. Riley lost the handle, and the Streaks and Saints exchange turnovers. Now they do it again as a steal by Caden Slider. Now she lost it again. Back the other way, layup up and in, and there's going to be a foul on Cadence Leidick, and if so, I think it's her. That'll be her second if that's the case. Foul does go against Cadence Leidick, so she's got two quick fouls. The basket was up and good by Steinman, and she's going to go to the free throw line with one shot. First substitutes of the game as Lily Hudgens checks in for the Streaks and Kiara Kilgore, 5'9 freshman. Lily Hudgens, a 5'5 senior. 2-2 is our score, 5:39 to play first quarter. Steinman's free throw is up, no good. Rebound comes down to Lauren Livingston for the Streaks. Gives to Riley Jenkins. Riley across midcourt left side. They try to trap her, gives it off to Lauren in the left corner. Lauren on the dribble, leans in. She's going to get called for the travels. Took that little extra step. She established her pivot foot, then took an extra step, so the Streaks turn it over for the fifth time in this ball game. Token full court pressure this time. In for Central Catholic and losing. That should have been a double dribble. Didn't get called. It was Shanks on the dribble. Kicks it out high to Steinman. This is Shanks with it out near the center circle. Off to the right side it goes to Steinman. Steinman. Left side. Three-pointer up and no good. That was by Shanks. And the rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins. Now Lily, top of the key, it goes to Kiara Kilgore. Left wing, it's Riley Jenkins out. Top of the key, Lauren Livingston. Fires a three from straight on, missed it. Rebound comes down. Shanks lost a handle, coming away with it. Kiara Kilgore lays it up, can't hit. And the rebound comes away to Becker for Central Catholic. And Becker had the pass on the fast break and kind of lost a handle. It looked like she got bumped a little bit, but the ball goes out of bounds. And they pointed toward Central Catholic, but now... What are we calling? I'm not sure. Timeout. Okay, this is one of the automatic timeouts that they, I forgot, we've added some timeouts. They're going to be called like a TV timeout like they do on the college and pro sports. So we'll take one as well. We're tied at 2, 4:35 to play first quarter. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is proudly brought to you by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
4:35 to play first quarter. We're tied at 2. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Central Catholic Saints here in Bloomington as the Galesburg Silver Streaks open their season here tonight. Second game for Central Catholic. The official had his lanyard break on his whistle. He had to run into the locker room and get a different one. Got back out. So ready to get things underway. Inbounding will be Cox for Central Catholic on the left baseline. Streaks in a man-to-man defense. And it comes left side to Larson on the baseline. Out high left side, it goes to Steinen. Steinen dribbles right, top of the key. Goes out high right side to Shanks. Shanks being hounded by Riley Jenkins. Goes right baseline, bounces in the paint, and losing the handle on it was Becker. Finally got it back, got it away to Cox. 15-footer no good. Rebound comes out long, goes to the floor. Shanks has it. Now right wing, it goes to Steinen. Steinen on the dribble. Top of the key, this is out between the circles. Shanks out in the center circle. Out high right side, it goes to Steinen. Steinen on the dribble, right wing, gets a pick from Cox. And Cox on the pick and roll, puts it up. Partially blocked by Riley Jenkins. Riley with a rebound. 3-on-1 break for the Streaks. Nice pass, Lily Hudgens lays it up and good. Oh, going to call a travel. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I wasn't sure if she got an extra step in or not. But Streaks turn it over now for the sixth time. Good fast break, and Lily was just trying to get her footing there. And maybe. They called it that way anyway. Under 4 minutes to play here. First quarter, we're tied at 2. Full court pressure from the Streaks. And it comes to Davis for Central Catholic. Davis on the dribble across midcourt, right side, right at the center circle. Gets it in the center circle now to Shanks. Shanks looks over the defense. Out high right side, it goes to Davis. Davis on the give and go, right side, shot blocked. Shanks went up with it, and a block for Riley Jenkins. And it's going to go back to the Saints as Abby Davidson checks back in for the Streaks. Abby, 6'1 junior. She'll give Audrey Peck a breather. Lauren Livingston, Riley Jenkins, Lily Hudgens, Abby Davidson, and Kiara Kilgore in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And it comes left wing. This is Shanks. Out high left side. We've got a foul away from the ball as Lauren Livingston got tangled up with Becker. And I think Lauren got called for a foul. I didn't see exactly what happened, but that's the first foul on Lauren Livingston. Third team foul on the Streaks. Also, let's see. In for Central Catholic is Stenger. And she will inbound from the far sideline. Now another foul away from the ball. I think it's going to go against Lauren Livingston again. I really couldn't tell what would happen because Lauren was kind of facing me and the person she was guarding was between she and I. So that is two quick fouls on Lauren Livingston. So now she's got two and Caden Flydick has two for the Streaks. Four team fouls. Top of the key, this is Shanks with it. Now out near the center circle goes left wing to Stenger. Now back on the right side, this is Shanks. Dribbles top of the key, bounces right side, tapped away by Abby Davidson, but it was Becker able to run it down. Now it's Shanks with it out near the center circle being hounded by Riley Jenkins. Dribbles right, left to a near steal, and thought maybe we'd get a five call there, but nothing doing. Now driving right baseline, ball gets knocked away, but falls right into the hands of Becker, and that is her first basket, and Central Catholic with their first lead, 4-2. Now a travel called on Lily Hudgens. I did not see that. She had taken the pass against the full court pressure, so six turnovers on the Streaks. Into the Streaks lineup, Abby Entoff. Abby, a 5'7 junior in for the first time tonight. And it goes back to the Saints. Pass goes into the backcourt to Stenger. Also in now is, looking up and down the roster, Oren, wearing number 21 for Central Catholic. Down to the right side, Cox up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes away to Lily Hudgens, now gets taken away, and no tie-up. Finally a tie-up called. Oh, come on. I hate when they do that. They call the timeout, and when nobody necessarily has possession, Central Catholic coach Deborah Kaufman called a timeout, and it is a 30-second timeout, 2:28 to play here in the first quarter, and it's just a 4-2 basketball game. A little sloppy so far, and, of course, early in the season, first game for the Streaks, just the second game for Central Catholic. They played Monday night against Metamora, played them to a close game, 49-46, but the first effort for the Streaks here tonight. I don't know how many of the girls. I know some were playing on AAU teams still during this whole break, and I'm not sure how many played or if they got to play together very much. Obviously, short time for practice heading into this season as things just kind of all of a sudden happened and opened up. So here we sit 4-2, 2:28 to play here in quarter number one. Now, this is a varsity-only game. Now, when this game is over, they're going to play a couple of JV quarters. So we won't get a chance to chat with Coach Massey afterwards because it's going to be about an extra 10 minutes if that's without any clock stoppages. Inbound comes to Davis, left side. Steinman driving, can't hit. Rebound Lily Hudgens, and she gets called for the travel. It came up, and she had a high dribble and then grabbed it and dribbled again. So that is turnover number 8 by the Streaks. 2:19 to play here in the first quarter. Central Catholic basketball on the far sideline. Pass over the top to Cox. Left side, puts it up and got behind the defender, and Cox puts it up and in. That is her first basket. Make it 6-2 Central Catholic. Abby Entoff, her pass is stolen away. On the full court pressure, 9 turnovers by the Streaks. Bounce to the right baseline, inside shot up and blocked, but a foul's going to go against Audrey Peck. And let's see, who was that driving in? Looked like Larson, so Larson's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots. First foul on Audrey Peck. 5 team fouls now on the Streaks, and Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. 2:01 to play here in quarter number one, and it is Central Catholic 6, Galesburg 2. So, yeah, broadcast is a little bit different tonight as number one. It was supposed to be I guess we did start pretty close on time, but the Central Catholic boys were in here practicing, so they weren't allowing anybody else in. So we couldn't get in and set up. The teams couldn't get in to warm up. So they finally got done, I think, right about 5 o'clock. So the teams got in, and I was able to get up here and set up, and where I would normally be sitting, they do have a table right behind the scorer's table, but of course, due to social distancing, I'm up here at the top of the bleachers, which isn't normally a big deal, except there's no table or anything, so I've got things stacked on the bleachers and my scorebook on my lap, and so, yeah, a little bit different setup than what we're used to, but who knows, we may see some of that this year with all the changes. All right, at the free throw line for Central Catholic is Ella Larson. 2:01 to play here in quarter number one, 6-2 Central Catholic. First shot is up and too hard off the back of the rim. So for the Streaks, Abby Entoff, Abby Davidson, Riley Jenkins, Audrey Peck, and Lily Hudgens on the floor right now. A little bit of foul trouble as the Streaks, Lauren Livingston and Caden Slidick each have 2 fouls. Second shot up and good for Larson, make it 7-2. And checking in for Central Catholic, let's see, it's Oren coming out, and try to find the number 32 that came in. That would be Garcia back in for the Saints. In the backcourt, Audrey Peck gets 3-quarter court pressure, gets it across Abby Endoff, left side. Abby on the dribble, picks up, gives to Riley in the center circle. Riley gets the offense set against the Central Catholic man-to-man. Audrey Peck now, it's out of the key, Abby Davidson. Tried to get underneath, got to Abby Entoff, had it knocked away, got it back to Lily Hudgens. Now out in the center circle, it's Riley Jenkins with it. Riley on the dribble, gets a pick from Audrey Peck, goes left side, baseline, leans it up off the glass and in. Nice move by Riley Jenkins. That's what we're used to seeing. Use the pick well and make it 7-4. Now long downcourt pass, Cox had to run it down, and it's a turnover on Central Catholic as Abby Endoff came away with a basketball as Cox had to save it in bounds. Riley, right baseline this time, goes behind the back, leans in, passes to Audrey Peck, left side, 10-footer, no good. Rebound tapped away. Now Abby Davidson comes down with it, and she gets fouled, and they're going to give her 2 shots. I think it was Steinen that reached in on her. We'll see what number they call. Yeah, it does. Oh, no, they went called it against Garcia. That's her first foul. That's the first foul in the ball game on Central Catholic. So Abby Davidson, the 6'1 junior, goes to the free throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. First shot is up. High arcer is good. First point for Abby this season. And make it 7-5 Central Catholic. 1:06 to play here in quarter number one. Abby Davidson, second shot, high arc, that one short. Audrey Peck with a rebound, puts it on the floor, gets between the defenders, up off the glass and in, and she's fouled. Nice job by Audrey. on the rebound and split the defenders, went up. The basket's good. We're tied at 7, and Audrey can give us a lead. And Garcia has just picked up 2 quick fouls now for Central Catholic. She'll come to the bench, and checking back in is Becker. So now Audrey Peck will go to the free throw line. Audrey, 5'11", senior for the Streaks. Shot is up. Oh, in and out, no good. Abby Davis had her hands on the rebound, but Cox took it away. So the Streaks are tied now with the Saints, 7-7. Just over a minute to play first quarter. Top of the key, it's Cox with it for Central Catholic. Dribbles right, gives out high right side to Davis. Now it's Steinen. Steinen out between the circles, picks up. Right wing gives it to Davis. Now left wing. This is Larson driving, kicks it back to Cox at the free throw line. 15-footer is short. Rebound comes out long, and it's run down by Davis. Davis puts up a long three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down this time to Larson. Larson puts it up, can't hit. And we got a tie-up on the rebound between Lily Hudgens and I think it was Becker for Central Catholic, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. 33 seconds to play first quarter. We are tied at 7. Slow-paced game, obviously, so far. Back in for Central Catholic. Shanks comes in. And let's see, a new player in this time around. And have to see who that is. I'm having to look at my phone while I'm doing this. Just taking a picture of the roster. It's Godsey that's in. Abby Entoff trapped up in the corner or on the sideline. And we're going to have a jump ball called. And that is going to be a turnover on the Streaks again. It'll go back the possession arrow pointing toward Central Catholic. So 10 turnovers in the game for the Streaks in the first quarter. That is very, very rare. Again, not very many practices. First game of the season. It's everything's different. No fans. And even the players on the bench, I mean, they're all spread out, not sitting next to each other. They're up 1, 2, 3, 4, about even 6 to 7 rows they're sitting, and about 3 to a row and not next to each other. 13 seconds to play. Central Catholic with it. Out high left side. This is Larson. Left wing, it goes to Steinem. Steinen, back out to Larson. Right corner, it goes to Davis. She fires a three, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Streaks at the buzzer. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is Galesburg 7, Central Catholic 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center tackling the centuries-old mystery of the candy heart.
Not only are they an acquired taste, but those sappy quotes.
I say we change them. Instead of be mine, how about marry rich?
It's hard to see the romance when your car's been damaged in an accident.
But when you bring it into Bates, that's when we show you the love.
And return your car to you as quickly as possible with a factory-perfect repair guaranteed.
You gotta love that.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The more you love someone, the more it hurts to lose them. So as much as we deal with the sadness and grief that comes with loss, we also get the privilege of seeing so much love.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
One of the best parts of what we do is hearing the wonderful stories that families share with us.
And if we can take those memories and create a farewell that encompasses all the love and joy and happiness they were a part of,
then we've done our job.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
We're giving away thousands of dollars, $100 at a time with our virtual WGIL button. You can be a winner like Carol Smith of Galesburg. Get registered on our website, WGIL.com. We are tied at 7 heading into the second quarter. Silver Streak girls basketball here on WGIL. Tom Eerdith, Eric Gibson will be back with you this week. And I hope Streaks with it start second quarter. Inbound, Lauren tried to go backdoor to Cadence Leidick. Cadence couldn't hold on. And that is the Streaks' 11th turnover in just a quarter and less than a second. So we'll turn the other way, and the Saints will bring it the length of the court. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Cadence Leidick, Riley Jenkins, Kiara Kilgore, Audrey Peck, and Lauren Livingston in for the Streaks. On the dribbles is the Steinen, goes down the right side, puts it up, can't hit, but a push is going to be called. Who's going to get it for the Streaks? Riley Jenkins gets called for the foul. That is her first, and that is now 16 fouls on the Streaks here with 7:47 to play in the first half. So it'll be Saints basketball, right baseline, Steinen to inbound. Steinen looks, good defense by the Streaks, and a 5-second call. That was a pretty quick five. That's 5 turnovers now on the Saints. Good defense by the Streaks, though. Saints come out with full court pressure again, a 2-2-1 full court press. Lauren Livingston with it for the Streaks in the backcourt to Kiara Kilgore. Now it's Cadence Leidick. Back to Kiara. Gives to Lauren across midcourt left side. Lauren on the dribble. Gives to Riley left of the center circle. Riley Jenkins sets the offense for the streak. 7.5 minutes to play first half. Kiara Kilgore now to Audrey Peck between the circles. Out high right side, Riley Jenkins. Backdoor pass to Audrey Peck. Left side, puts it up and in. Nice play by the streaks. Nice look from Riley to Audrey. She's got four, and the streaks have the lead 9-6. And the Saints get away from the streaks on the full court pressure. Somebody didn't get back. And it was Davis that got away for an easy two, and now we are tied at nine, although they didn't add the streaks two after seven. Now Audrey lost a handle on it, trying to do the power dribble going to the basket. That is 12 turnovers on the streaks. Back the other way, three-pointer up and no good by Davis. San Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Nice pass underneath to Cadence Leidick up off the glass, missed it. Cadence gets her own rebound, puts it up too hard, and the rebound comes out to Central Catholic. And they're going to bring it back the other way. 6:39 to play. See, I'm not sure what's going on, why the streaks didn't get the basket, at least on the scoreboard, because they had them tied at 7. And when Audrey hit that basket, should have been 9. Now a steal by Kiara Kilgore. Nice help came for the weak side on that. And that'll be another turnover. As Riley Jenkins goes down the left side, off the glass too hard, but we're going to have an over-the-back call go against Audrey Peck. And that's going to be a chance of the one. A bonus back the other way is that 17 fouls now on the streaks. That is the second foul on Audrey. So we will walk it back the other way with 6:18 to play first half. Let me count up. 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, I've got us for 9 in the scorebook. Riley's got a couple of baskets. Audrey with 2 baskets. And Abby Davidson with a free throw. So it should be 9 on the scoreboard for the streaks. Steinen goes to the free throw line for a chance of the one and bonus. First shot is up and good. She will get the bonus. Oh, there we go. Now they put it up. Now it's 10-9, Central Catholic. Into the game, Maddie Schnurley for Central Catholic. Second shot for Steinen is up and good. Make it 11-9, Saints. Full court pressure. Kiara Kilgore across. It goes to Lauren Livingston out high on the left side. Bounces for Riley on the left side of the center circle. She'll set the offense for the streaks. Riley Jenkins, headed to University of Illinois Springfield next year to continue her basketball career. Kiara Kilgore with it, just a freshman, just starting hers, and she gets tripped up. And the foul's going to go on. Is it Larson, maybe? Yep, Larson gets the call. That's her first, and just the third team foul on Central Catholic. 11-9 is the Saints' lead. Lauren Livingston inbound right by the scorer's table in front of us here. And it comes to Riley Jenkins right of the center circle. Against the Saints' man-to-man defense. Riley calls out the play, got some instructions from Coach Massey on the sideline. Out high left side, it goes to Audrey Peck. Now it's Kiara Kilgore, top of the key. Riley Jenkins fakes the pass, picks up, gives to Lauren on the left wing. Brings it back out and gives to Riley in the center circle. And what's the call? I didn't hear the whistle blow. I honestly didn't see. I didn't hear the whistle. I just looked up, and they're going the other way. So somehow the streaks turned it over. I don't know if there was a travel call or what, but that is now the 13th turnover on the streaks. Right side, this is Larson. Gives way to Shanks. Try to get underneath. Ball got knocked away. It's going to go off of Audrey Peck last as Lauren Livingston got a handoff. Then Audrey did. It goes out of bounds. It goes back to Central Catholic. Back in for the streaks, Abby Davidson and Lily Hudgens as Audrey Peck and Cadence Leidick. We'll get a break with 5:20 to play first half. Streaks trailing 11-9. Inbounding will be Shanks, left baseline, and Steinen got free. Missed the shot, though, and the shot blocked on the rebound. Cox tried to put it up, and Abby Davidson got a hand on it. Now we're going to have a reach on the second rebound. And this is going to go against Shanks. That'll be her first, and that is now 14 fouls on Central Catholic. So the streaks will bring it the other way. Got to feel good. 13 turnovers, and you're only trailing 11-9 with 5:14 to play in the first half. It's kind of a weird pace to this game. Lauren Livingston, but that's what, you know, the way they're pressing, that'll kind of do it to you. Now Lily Hudgens for three out high right side. Good! First three of the season for the streaks. Lily Hudgens nails it and make a 12-11. Streaks retain the lead first time since 2-0. This is Steinem with it. Top of the key, dribbles left into the paint. Shot blocked by Lily Hudgens. Ooh, they're going to call her for the body, I think. Got her hand on the ball, but I think just the way she brought it down and the official that called it was kind of behind the play and called Lily for it. That'll be her first, and I'll put Steinen at the free throw line. with two shots. He's 2 for 3 here tonight. 12-11 streaks lead, 4:51 to play here in the first half. Of course, Galesburg Nissan, as always, provided our transportation to all Streaks road games, and driving a really nice certified pre-owned Nissan Murano. We'll tell you more about that coming up as Steinen hits the first shot. But, yeah, certified pre-owned. You can buy a vehicle like this. Very, very nice. You know, it's kind of like buying brand new almost. I mean, just it's got a few miles on it. But timeout called. Well, I guess this is one of the official timeouts. We'll take one as well. 4:51 to play first half. We're tied at 12. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's time to get a fresh start at YEM in Galesburg.
This is Tyrell Bell from YEM at Galesburg. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, divorce, repossession, bankruptcy, late payments, medical bills, or student loans, even if you're on disability, Social Security, or even unemployment, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track.
If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Win $100 with a virtual WGIL button. Sign up now at WGIL.com to be in tomorrow's cash drawing from Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply and WGIL.
.451 to play here in the first half. We are tied at 12. Steinen at the free throw line for Central Catholic. As the streaks, it's been a tough one so far. A lot of turnovers, but hey, we're right in it at this point. That's what matters is the score. I know Coach Massey will be more worried about the turnovers afterwards as second shot is up and good. So Central Catholic retakes the lead, and they'll come out with full court pressure. We'll tell you more about this 2019 Nissan Murano Platinum all-wheel drive vehicle. Very, very nice. We'll tell you more about that and being a certified pre-owned as well. Three-pointer left wing. Lauren Livingston is good. Second of the ball game for the Streaks, and make it 15-13. Back to a two-point lead for Galesburg. Larson with it on the left wing. Out it goes to Shanks. She'll bring it back out near the center circle. Streaks in a man-to-man defense. Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston, Abby Davidson, Lily Hudgens, and Kiara Kilgore on the floor for the Streaks. At the free throw line, it goes to Cox. On the right elbow now, kicks out to Shanks. Shanks dribbles left to the free throw line. Now kicks it out to Oren. She'll bring it back out near the center circle. Out high left side, it goes to Shanks. Back to Oren between the circles. Dribbles right, gives on the right wing to, Steinen. Can't hit the shot, and Riley Jenkins with a rebound for the Streaks. Under 4 minutes to play, first half. Nice pass to Kiara Kilgore, running the floor. Kiara puts it up and in. Her first varsity basket on a nice feed from Riley Jenkins. Kiara Kilgore with the two. They get 17-13. Streaks' biggest lead of the ball game. Cox at the right elbow, dribbles right, goes out to the wing now. Now this is Shanks with it. Center circle, dribbles left, gets a pick from Larson, goes left baseline. Now kicks across right side. This is Cox for an 18-footer, no good. Riley Jenkins with another rebound for the Streaks. Nice look underneath to Abby Davidson running the floor. Now the Streaks are starting to crank it up, and Abby Davidson lays it up and in. And that is her first basket of the ball game. She's got three 19-13 streaks, and Deborah Kaufman calls a 30-second timeout. So Galesburg Nissan, certified pre-owned tonight, driving this beautiful 2019 Nissan Murano Platinum. It's all-wheel drive. So the certified pre-owned, what we're talking about is you're talking about peace of mind. It's a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. It's got emergency roadside assistance for the duration of the limited warranty. A 167-point certified pre-owned vehicle inspection is done on it. You get a Carfax vehicle history report, so you know everything you need to know about the vehicle. Also, special APR financing available for well-qualified buyers. And there's also an optional extended protection plan available, 7-year, 100,000-mile, or 8-year, 120,000-mile. So check this one out among all the other certified pre-owns on the lot. We'll talk about some of the new stuff they got as well. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Near steal by Riley Jenkins. Ball goes to the floor, and now it again gets knocked away, and it's going to go off of Central Catholic last and Larson, so that is a turnover on the Saints. That's 7 on them, and the Streaks will bring it the other way with 3:03 to play in the ballgame. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to all Streaks road games, football, basketball, all the Silver Streak sports. Lily Hudgens with it in the backcourt. Her pass gets tapped away. Kiara Kilgore comes up with it, gets it across to Riley Jenkins. Riley in the center circle gets trapped, now dribbles out of trouble, and gets back to Kiara Kilgore out high on the left side. Kiara gives to Audrey between the circles. Audrey Peck with it. Looks for some help and better get rid of her. Going to get a five call. Now the ball gets stolen away by Larson. 14 streaks turnover. Larson shot blocked by Riley Jenkins. Going to go out of bounds and it'll go back to the Saints. 2:35 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 19-13. Cox back in for Central Catholic. She replaces Becker. It'll be Steinen to inbound from the left baseline. In it comes left wing to Davis. To Cox in the paint. Spins right. Shot partially blocked by Audrey Peck. They're going to call Audrey with a body, though, and that'll be the third foul now on Audrey Peck. And that's going to get Abby Davidson up off the bench, and she'll check back in with 2:29 to play. And that'll be after the first shot here from Cox. First time she's been to the free throw line. First one is up and good. She's got three. Make it 19-14. So Abby comes in and replaces Audrey. Also Kiara Kilgore, Caden Leidick, Lily Hudgens, and Riley Jenkins on the floor for the streaks. Second shot is up, and that one is good as well. Make it 19-15. Riley Jenkins gets it across to Lily Hudgens, left side, and they call her for a travel. I think she shuffled the feet a little bit before she put the ball on the floor, so 15 streaks turnovers now. With 19 points, though, and they have the lead, 19-15, 2:23 to play here in the first half. This is Godsey with it for Central Catholic. Out high left side, it goes to Larson. Now in the paint, this is Steinen. Drives right, puts it up off the glass and in. Nice power move by Casey Steinen. She's got eight to make it 19-17 streaks. Now a push is going to be called on while Riley Jenkins is dribbling. The foul goes against Godsey. That's her first. That'll be five team fouls now, and the streaks will have it near midcourt just in front of the scorer's table. It'll be Lily Hudgens to inbound on the near side. 2:06 to play in the half, 19-17, streaks lead. In the backcourt, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Riley will bring it across in the center circle. Dribbles left, gets a pick from TR, drives left baseline, puts it up, can't hit, but gets sandwiched, and the foul's going to go, probably Cox this time. We'll see which way they call it. It does go against Cox, and that is her first foul, and that is now 16 fouls on the Saints as Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with two shots. With the streaks leading by two, Ken's up short on the first. 1:56 to play in the half. Streaks leading 19-17. Shanks back in, and she replaces Godsey for Central Catholic. Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. Second shot is up, and that is good. Five for Riley. Full court pressure from the streaks. 20-17 is the Galesburg lead. Nice defense by Riley. Oh, boy, a good steal by Riley. Going to call her for a reach. Wow. I don't think the officials realized the length of Riley's arms and the quickness of her hands because it was, who was it on the dribble? It was Shanks. And Riley, yeah, she reached, but, I mean, she just snatched the ball away, but got called for the foul, unfortunately. And that will send Shanks to the free throw line with, it's going to be actually a two-shot foul now because that's 10 on the streaks. First one is no good. So the streak's over the limit, and that is the, second foul on Riley Jenkins. Under 2 minutes to play first half, so foul trouble could be significant in the second half. Second free throw no good. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound. Riley Jenkins with it down the left side. Passes nice. Look underneath to Cadence Leidick. She lays it up and in. Nice job by Riley. Saw Cadence. He drew the defender, dumped it off Cadence. She lays it up and in. Make it 22-17. Biggest lead of the ball game for the streaks. This is Shanks out near the center circle for Central Catholic. A minute 30 to play in the half. Streaks lead 22-17. Down the right side, this is Shanks. Shot blocked by Kiara Kilgore. Shanks, or rather Larson, able to get it back. Kicks out the left baseline. Three up and good. And that is Davis. Abby Davis for three. And make it 22-20 streaks. 1:10 to play in the half. Riley Jenkins in the center circle for the streaks. Cadence Leidick, top of the key, goes to Kiara Kilgore, got bumped, no call. Kiara drives straight down the lane, puts up the runner, in and out, no good. Nice soft touch on it, just couldn't get it to fall. And the rebound comes away to Central Catholic. Left wing, another three-pointer up by Davis, no good. Rebound comes down to Larson, got between the streak defenders, and missed it, though. Kiara Kilgore with another rebound. Three-on-one break, nice look. Riley Jenkins, Cadence Leidick running the floor, lays it up and in. back to a four-point lead. Two quick baskets for Cadence. Make it 24-20 with 35 seconds to play. Underneath, Larson kicks out to Cox on the right baseline. 17-footer, no good. Lily Hudgens with a rebound to Riley Jenkins. Riley across midcourt, three on two. Splits the defenders down the middle. Got it up and in, and she's fouled. So Riley Jenkins with another opportunity at the three-point play. The foul goes against Steinen. That's her first. 17 fouls now on Central Catholic with 21.2 to play in the first half. But Riley with a basket chance at the three-point play here. Make it 26-20 streaks. 7 points for Riley in the ball game. In for the streaks, Abby Entoff back in. And it looks like, I think, Grace Nelson waiting to check in. 5'2 junior for the streaks. Shot from Riley is up and good. She converts the three-point play, and so Riley's going to get a break for the rest of the first half, and she's replaced by the junior Grace Nelson. So 27-20, biggest lead of the ball game for the streaks. 21.2 to play here in the first half. Steinem will walk it up for the Saints across midcourt in the center circle. Gives way to Godsey, who's back in. She's got it out near the center circle. Out high left side, it goes to Larson. Larson to Cox over the top, tried to get to Steinem. Steinem had to save it inbounds, goes to the right baseline, three-pointer up and no good. It's an air ball, and a rebound comes down to Grace Nelson as the horn sounds. We have played one half of basketball. That three was up and no good. That was Davis. But we have played one half of basketball, second quarter a whole lot better, especially the latter part of it, as the Galesburg Silver Streaks scored 20 in the second quarter after both teams scored just 7 in the first quarter. And the Streaks lead at halftime. It is Galesburg 27, Central Catholic 20. We'll come back with our halftime report and run down the little bit of stats we have here for you tonight. Streaks lead at 27-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's time to get a fresh start at YEM in Galesburg.
This is Tyrell Bell from YEM at Galesburg. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, divorce, repossession, bankruptcy, late payments, medical bills, or student loans, even if you're on disability, Social Security, or even unemployment, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track.
If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg. If you're in need of a new vehicle but don't want to visit a dealership, YEM in Galesburg can help with an online buying experience that feels as close to the dealership experience as possible. This is Sarah Yem. Visit yemauto.com and pick out your favorite vehicles, then call or text us. Request a virtual or at-home test drive, apply for credit online, value your trade online, and take delivery in your driveway or at the dealership. See all the ways we're here to help at yemauto.com.
It was not at all like the picture.
Girl, what have I told you? You gotta check the reviews.
That goes for eye care too. And when you read the reviews on Google or Kehoe Eye Care's Facebook page, you'll see they have 4.9 out of 5 stars and lots of positive comments about the friendly staff, efficient and knowledgeable service, and latest technologies. These are people just like you who had great experiences at the most reputable eye center around. So read the reviews and make an informed decision to trust the professionals at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Tricia and Mark Thomas discuss why it truly is the greatest kindness to pre-plan for your family.
On top of the difficulty of just navigating the early days of grief, loved ones have to try to determine what the person they've just lost would have wanted.
It can be overwhelming, to say the least.
At Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, we offer pre-planning services that will ease the burden on your family members in the wake of your passing.
Just because you pre-plan doesn't mean you have to prepay.
Pre-plan today at Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report. Brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg. And online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Central Catholic High School in Bloomington. The season opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they lead the Saints 27-20. A little bit of a sloppy first half. A whole lot better second quarter than the first quarter, though, here at John R. Snyder Gymnasium here at here at Central Catholic High School, and a lot of history. This is actually a newer building here. They used to be have a building, I believe it was in downtown Bloomington, but a while ago, built a really, really nice facility out here as the schools continued to grow. And in fact, they actually have the center court from the gym at the old school above on one end of the floor next to the scoreboard. Kind of neat to see the whole, got the logo from and everything, the big square from the old floor at Central Catholic High School. All right, so we're at halftime. Streaks with a 27-20 lead over the Saints of Bloomington Central Catholic High School. Let's see. Before we get into our scoring, I want to mention again Galesburg Nissan at 2080 North Henderson Street here in downtown Galesburg, here in Galesburg, as they provide our transportation to all the Streaks road games. And, one of the things you're going to want to check out, they've got the new 2021 Nissan Rogue, and that's one you're definitely going to want to check out. So that's a new one. But also check out all the certified pre-owns like the one I'm driving tonight. It'll be back on the lot tomorrow, 2019 Nissan Murano Platinum all-wheel drive. It's it's like a dark orange color, really, really nice-looking vehicle, black leather interior, and, technology, you want technology? Well, if you, I don't care what level the Nissan is, you're going to find all kind of technology in their vehicles. And some of the great, one of the things I love that I don't have on my vehicle is the with the cruise control that keeps your distance behind you. And you got three choices of different, they're all safe distances, but three choices when you're out on the highway that you can keep you automatically behind vehicles. And just, of course, the lane warning lights for you if somebody it's coming up on one side or the other of you, and of course the backup camera, and available Sirius XM, and of course your AM/FM, and all that good stuff. But just a really, really nice vehicle, leather, as we said, and really nice, and it's certified pre-owned, and you can check it out now. Certified pre-owned emergency roadside assistance for the duration of the limited warranty, 167 point certified pre-owned vehicle inspection, a Carfax vehicle history report as well, special APR financing available for well-qualified buyers, and of course that 7-year 100,000 mile limited warranty, coverage for 7 years or 100,000 miles on the odometer, whichever comes first from your vehicle's original in service. So check it out, Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. We're at halftime. We'll take another timeout here. Streaks lead 27-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL on WGIL.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. By Templeton Roofing, when your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Enter to win $100 cash with the virtual WGIL button at WGIL.com. As we support local businesses, our featured button location today is Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply.
I'm Dave Marshall with Galesburg Lumber Construction. This business started out with Hanson Lumber Company. We've been in this current business 2 years.
My name is Jamie Williams. We specialize in dimensional lumber, concrete, adhesives, sealers, and specialty products that we can obtain easier than most.
Well, it's very important for everybody to support local business. We depend upon a lot of repeat customers, so we like to keep our customers happy.
It's important to keep the money in the communities.
Supporting local businesses and giving you a chance to win with the virtual WGIL button. Enter to win today at WGIL.com to be included in tomorrow's random drawing for $100 from Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply and WGIL.
Opening a health savings account is a great option to consider. The contributions made to an HSA may be used to pay qualified medical expenses now, or you can accumulate savings towards future medical expenses. A qualifying HSA account may also offer you tax benefits. Hi, I'm Tara Ruff at Tompkins State Bank. Opening an HSA account with us is very simple and requires no minimum balance. For more information on a health savings account, call or stop by any of our 4 locations today.
Tompkins State Bank, member FDIC.
Things are opening back up, including the Lake Story Pavilion.
Call today to book your social or recreational event and find out how many people you can host.
Lakeside Nature Center is also accommodating one household group at a time.
And the Lakeside Recreation Facility has resume doubles tennis, single tennis, and pickleball.
They're also hosting inter-team scrimmages that have been pre-approved for competitive play.
And indoor walking times will continue to be offered.
To learn more about the specific guidelines and services, Call the Galesburg Parks and Rec Department today.
Life isn't perfect, and you're not the only one who feels that way. I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe church is more than just a place to go on Sunday. It's a place to encounter a God of hope and can be a place that is safe for processing questions, doubts, and the stresses of life. We'd love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 10:30 for a different kind of worship. Let's journey together at First United Methodist Church of Galesburg. Find us at firstumcgalesburg.org.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
A walk and some ice cream with someone sounds like the perfect treat.
Making pizza with someone who's as into it as me? What could be better?
Ready to meet people who love to do the same things you do? It's easy. One, open laptop. Two, go to OurTime.com. Three, start for free. OurTime is the number one dating site made for singles over 50. It's easy to use and can help you find people who just want to do something fun. Find someone over 50 who loves to do what you do on OurTime. Go to OurTime.com today and start for free.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg. Because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Slight chance of rain overnight tonight, a low of 29. A winter weather advisory in effect from noon tomorrow to 6 o'clock Friday morning for Knox, Warren, McDonough, Henderson, and Hancock counties. Cloudy and breezy, rain before noon. Rain and snow likely early afternoon, then becoming all snow with a high of 37. It's 31 at WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Central Catholic High School, Bloomington, John Snyder Gym. And the streets open up with the basketball. Our halftime show, by the way, brought to you by First United Methodist Church of Galesburg, corner of Kellogg and Fair Streets, downtown Galesburg. You guys have them along as a sponsor this year for Silver Street Girls Basketball. So the Streaks with a turnover to start the second half, and that is 16 for the ball game. Streaks led in scoring, 8 points from Riley Jenkins in the first half. And shot up and no good by Central Catholic. Audrey Peck down with a rebound, 8 points for Steinen, Casey Steinen, to lead the way for Central Catholic. Lauren Livingston with a rebound off the miss from Caden Slidick. She can't hit. Ball gets knocked to the floor and a fight for it. And finally coming away with it was Davis. Now Steinen gives way down court to Garcia. She gets stopped left of the free throw line for the left elbow. 15-footer up and good by Larson. She's got three and make it 27-22 streaks. Second half just underway, and now we're going to have a bump call as Riley Jenkins went down the left baseline, got bumped by Abby Davis. That'll be her first foul, first team foul in the second half on Central Catholic. Just under 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 27-22. Glad to have you along, Tom Meredith. Eric Gibson will be with us eventually. Wow, another five-second call. That was a quicker one than what was called on Central Catholic. Ooh, my goodness, that was really quick. So 17 turnovers by the Streaks now. But they hold the lead 27-22. Cadence Leidick, Audrey Peck, Abby Davidson, Lauren Livingston, Riley Jenkins started the game tonight for the Streaks. They start the second half as well. Pass gets knocked away, and Abby Davidson comes away with it for the Streaks. Nice defense by Galesburg. That is eight turnovers now on the Saints. Nice look underneath. Audrey Peck running the floor. She lays it up and in. She's got six now, and they get 29-22. Quickly back the other way. Saints with it. This is Davis. Abby Davis on the dribble between the circles. Gets it down to the right side to Steinen on the baseline. Spins back toward the baseline against Caden Slidick. Can't hit the shot. Nice defense by Caden as she comes down with the rebound. Caden Slidick across midcourt, right side. Gets to Lauren Livingston, right wing. Fires an 18-footer. Missed it. Rebound tapped by Riley Jenkins. Steinen comes away with it. She'll go one-on-one against Caden Slidick. Steps in. Tries to go back the other way. Lays it up off the glass and in. So Steinen with 10 now. They get 29-24 streaks. Riley Jenkins traps, gets it off to Audrey Peck, top of the key to Abby Davidson, down on the right block. Swings it back to Riley out high left side. She'll fire the three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Lauren Livingston up off the glass, no good. Audrey Peck gets it up off the glass and in. Nice job by Audrey on that second rebound. Got it, went straight back up with it, no dribble. Put it up and in, make it 31-24. Audrey's got eight in the ball game. Steinen gets out to the left side and inside to Larson. Back out it goes, three-pointer up and no good by Steinen. And the ball, thought it went off of Garcia last. You're going to say it went off the foot of Lauren Livingston. Going to go back to Central Catholic. Back in for the Streaks is Kiara Kilgore and Lily Hudgens. As Abby Davidson, Lauren Livingston get a break. 5:24 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 31-24 lead. Inbounding will be Davis for Central Catholic. Out it comes to Shanks, who's back in for Central Catholic. Left winger goes to Davis. Now it's Shanks down the right side. Bounces for Cox down the right block. Ooh, shot blocked by Audrey Peck. That's going to be her fourth foul now. Had the hand down on the hip, though. Yep, that's four now on Audrey Peck. Yeah, she went up, got her hand on the ball, but had the left hand down on the hip of Cox. So she'll go to the free throw line and misses the first. Was 2 for 2 in the first half. She had 4 points, misses the first one. That'll put Abby Davidson back in. Audrey comes to the bench with 4 fouls with 5:13 to play in the third quarter. Second for Cox is up, and that is good. Now a substitution for Central Catholic as Oren comes in, Godsey comes in, and she replaces Davis. Full court pressure. Lily Hudgens gives to Kiara Kilgore. Now it's Caden Slidick across midcourt right side. Hands off to Riley Jenkins right of the center circle, just over 5 minutes to play in the third. Streaks with a 31-25 lead. Caden Slidick with it. Dribbles right to the wing. Hands off to Riley Jenkins. A long three is up. Oh, missed it. Yeah, the rebound comes out long in the left corner, and it goes to Becker for Central Catholic. Gives way to Shanks. Shanks on the dribble against Caden Slidick. Goes to the free throw line. Bounces inside for Godsey. Puts it up off the glass. No. Rebound is Kiara Kilgore comes away with it. Hands off to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run. Left side. On the wing now. Hesitation dribble. Drives in left side. Up off the glass and in. Nice move by Riley Jenkins. She kind of got the defense to just stand for a minute and blew past to make it 33-25. Shot up and good in the paint. From Larson puts up the 12-footer. That's up and good. Now a full timeout called by Central Catholic. We'll take one as well. 4:18 to play third quarter. It is Galesburg 33, Central Catholic 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free 4 times per year for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Homeownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
To play here in the third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Bloomington Central Catholic Saints 33-27. Streak for the basketball. They'll bring it the length of the court. It'll be Kiara Kilgore to inbound. Of course, her father, a former Galesburg Silver Streak. Remember, Curtis played for the Streak several years ago. Lauren Livingston across midcourt left side. She's back in. Abby Davidson, Lily Hudgens, Riley Jenkins in as well. And Abby and that goes inside to Lily Hudgens. Nice look from Kiara Kilgore. Lily Hudgens right side lays it up and in. She's got 5 and make it 35-27. Now it's going to be a Central Catholic turnover. They tried to get it down the right side to, it was Becker. She couldn't run it down. And now another timeout called. And this is, this is the, I don't know what we call a TV timeout, something. I guess it's medical timeout. I'm not sure. But anyway, 3:48 to play. We'll take one as well. Streaks lead 35-27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
.342 to play third quarter. Lauren Livingston gets the inbound against the full court pressure, drives all the way down through the paint, couldn't get the shot to fall, but she was fouled. The foul goes against, let's see, they call that on, looks like it was on Stinger, her first. First free throw for Lauren is up and good. Lauren with 4 points on the night. She had a three-pointer in the second quarter. Make it 36-27. Nine, the biggest lead of the ball game for the Streaks, and Lauren can make it 10. Second one is away and good. So Lauren now with 5 points. Make it a 37-27 lead for the Streaks. 3:42 to play third quarter. Out high right side for Central Catholic. This is Davis. Now gives to Steinen. Left side it goes to Oren, and she brings it out between the circles. Now, what's the call? I have no idea what. I have no idea why we've got a stoppage here. Oh, maybe there's a problem with the clock. Okay, it wasn't running. That's what it was. The officials saw it. Okay, because it was still, I looked up, it said 3:41. It was 3:42 when Lauren was at the free throw line. So, okay, so they had a problem with the clock. All right, so now 3:35 to play here in quarter number three. Central Catholic with the basketball. This is Oren with it, dribbling against Lily Hudgens. Out high right side, it goes to Davis. Davis, top of the key. Back out to Oren between the circles. Good defense by the Streaks. Left side. Goes to Stinger. Inside, stolen away by Abby Davidson. Down court, Lauren Livingston got knocked away under the basket. It's going to go back to the Streaks, though. 3:07 to play now in the quarter. Riley Jenkins will inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. Riley looks over the defense. Bouncer for Lauren Livingston. Left side up off the glass. Too strong. And a tie-up on the rebound between Abby Davidson and Cox. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Nice job by Abby getting hands on the ball without going over the back. Under 3 minutes now to play here in quarter number three. As it'll be Stinger coming out. And back in it'll be Garcia for Central Catholic. Riley Jenkins inbounds from the right baseline again. This time, try to get into Lauren. Got tapped away by Cox, and we'll do it over in the same spot. Riley to inbound. Out high right side, it comes to Lauren Livingston. Back to Riley on the right wing. Gets a pick from Lauren. Riley on the dribble. She'll bring it back out and set the offense for the Streaks. Gets a pick from Kiara Kilgore. Kiara rolls to the basket, puts it up, and gets fouled. Shot's no good, but getting her with the body. Cox didn't like the call, but as Kiara went up, she bumped into her, got her with the body, and so that'll put Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line with two shots. Kiara, a 5'9 freshman, first one. High arcer is no good, too strong. Abby Davidson will come out, back or in for the Streaks first time tonight. Abby Lingefelter, a 5'9 junior for Galesburg. Second shot is up, bounces high, and falls through. Kiara hits the second. Now, I've got her for five. I know I've got an extra basket somewhere for the Streaks, unless they missed one on the scoreboard again, because I had us for 29 at halftime, so I'm not sure who I gave the extra basket to. But the Streaks now with an 11-point lead, 38-27. On the right side, this is Davis with it. Now between the circles, it goes to Oren. Now left side, this is Steinem with it. Back to Oren, top of the key, picks it up, looks for help, goes to the right side to Davis. Davis has her pass knocked away by Lily Hudgens. Streaks come up with it. Riley Jenkins down the left side, leans in, got fouled and one. Oren reached in, got her on the hand, And Riley's able to muscle it up and in, as that is the third turnover of the quarter for Central Catholic. So they've got 10 in the game, and Riley Jenkins now with 12 and a chance to make it 13 with a chance at the traditional three-point play at a 40-27 lead for the Streaks. First shot for Riley is up, in and out, no good. Central Catholic back the other way, 2:06 to play here in the third quarter, 40-27 is the Streaks lead. Out high left side, this is Shanks back into the ball game. Also in is Metzdorf. And a pass knocked away by Lauren Livingston, but it goes out of bounds. Lauren not able to get it. Good hustle by the Streaks, and the bench coaching staff appreciates that. 1:50 to play. Cadence Leidick back in for the Streaks. Not a lot of size in there at this point. Kiara Kilgore, Lauren Livingston, Cadence Leidick, Riley Jenkins, and Abby Entoff in there. This is Shanks on the dribble. Right side it goes to Steinen. Top of the key, this is Metzdorf. Left wing, Davis hands off to Shanks. Shanks on the dribble. Ooh, and Cadence gets called for the reach, and that's going to be her third foul. So Cadence Leidick picks up the foul. And that's just the second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. 1:30 to play here in the third quarter. Inbound comes to Cox, hands to Steinen, right wing, working against Kiara Kilgore. Passes to Metzdorf, and she loses a handle on it, but coming up with it in the left corner, out near midcourt, is Shanks. Shanks gives to Steinen on the right wing. Steinen dribbles back to the left, goes to the elbow, and got called for carrying the ball. I like that call. She did it, but it just didn't get called often enough, and that honestly was mild compared to what we normally see in basketball these days as far as the carrying goes, but good call nonetheless, and that is the fourth turnover here in the third quarter by Central Catholic. Streaks lead 40-27 with 1:14 to play here in the third. Cross, Riley tried to get it across in midcourt, and the pass was stolen away. Just the fourth turnover in the second half by the Streaks after they had 10 in the first quarter and 15 for the first half. Under a minute to play. Ooh, that should have been a violation. The player came from out of bounds and jumped back in to catch the pass, but didn't call it that way. This is Shanks with it out near midcourt with 42 to play. I don't know if they're going to work for one or not. Shanks on the dribble, picks up, give and go, and a foul's going to go against Lauren Livingston as she was looking up, trying to go for the pass, and ran into Becker. And that's the third team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. Third foul on Livingston. They're calling that on the shot? There was no shot. There was a pass going. She hadn't even gotten the ball yet. Well, they're putting her at the free throw line. That's interesting. So at the free throw line, it is Becker with two shots. And first one is up and in. Yeah, I really do. I mean, a pass was thrown over the top. She and Lauren were both looking up at it, and Lauren ran into her and knocked her over. But she didn't even, when the contact happened, I didn't even know she had a hand on the ball at that point. So anyway. She got two shots out of it with 36.2 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 40-28 lead. Second for Becker is up, and that one is good as well. She's got four in the game. Full court pressure again. Abby Entoff in, gives to Kiara Kilgore. Lily Hudgens across midcourt to Riley Jenkins. Underneath it goes to Abby Lingefelter, and she got called for a double dribble. The pass came, now that one I didn't like because the pass came into her hands. She dropped and, or like kind of dropped out of her hands as she was making the catch, and then she dribbled once and after she picked it up. But so another turnover for the Streaks. That's five in the quarter now with 21 seconds to play. But still with an 11-point lead, 40-29. This is Steinen in the center circle working against Kiara Kilgore. Goes left. Tries to go back door, gets it cross court, leaning in. Davis with a runner, no good. Taps her own rebound out. Steinen comes up with it, puts up the 12-footer left side, no good. And Abby Lingefelter with a rebound for the Streaks. Three-quarter court shot from Riley Jenkins off the glass, no good. We have played three quarters. It is Galesburg 40, Central Catholic 29. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Over.
Aren't the walkie-talkies a bit much? Hello?
You didn't say over. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. We want you to know that Bates Collision Center is still here and ready to help if you need us.
And for now, we're offering no contact estimates as well as free vehicle pickup and delivery.
We're doing everything we can to keep you protected and our team at Bates safely working to provide a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Hey, sports fans. This is Jason Gotch, host of Statelines, Illinois' number one pro football gambling program. The NFL playoffs are here, and my co-host John Spataro and I are handing out free picks every weekend on our podcast, Statelines, Illinois' number one pro football gambling program. Tune in this week to hear our picks and hopefully make a little money. Go to statelines.show to download our latest episode. New episodes drop every Friday during the NFL playoffs all the way through the Super Bowl. Don't miss out. Go to statelines.show right now or find Statelines on your favorite podcast platform. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Could you use an extra $100? We'll get yourself registered with a WGIO virtual button at WGIO.com. You could be a winner like Kathy Ziegler of Rio from WGIL. Eight minutes to play in the season opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks at Bloomington Central Catholic. Streaks with a 40-29 lead. Central Catholic with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Streaks come out with Lily Hudgens, Abby Davidson, Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston, and Kiara Kilgore. This is Davis for Central Catholic. Tabitha Key looking for help. Gets right wing to Larson. Gives way to Steinen on the baseline. Working against the freshman, Kiara Kilgore. Back out it goes to Larson. Tapped away, gets it back, and gives to Shanks out in the center circle. Shanks working against Lily Hudgens. Lily knocks it into the backcourt. Shanks able to pick it up. Now this time they're calling Lily Lily for the reach. Got her with the body a little bit. Good aggressive defense, but called her the second time. That's two on Lily. Four team fouls now on the Streaks. 7:29 to play in the ball game. 40-29 is the Streaks lead. It will be Davis inbound near midcourt next to the scorer's table looking for help. Gets it into Shanks. Shanks down the right side, bounces, and goes off the side of the leg. I guess she was trying to get to Steinen on the other side of the floor, but went off of Abby Davidson, who didn't even see that pass coming. I guess there's really no way she could because she was turning to guard whoever she was guarding there, and just kind of an errant pass, but Central Catholic got a break on that one. Davis inbounds to Steinen out high on the left side. Back to Davis, left baseline. Try to get it inside over through Cox. Run down by Larson. Now gets to Steiner running down the left side. A little five-footer up and no good. Cox gets a rebound on the weak side. Leans in. Puts it up off the glass. Can't hit. And Kiara Kilgore comes away with a rebound. Kiara on the run. Gets to Lauren Livingston running the full right side. Overthrew her a little bit. Lauren had to save it inbounds. And it comes right to Riley Jenkins. Riley's going to bring it out and reset for the Streaks with 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 40-29. Riley down the left side of the lane. Kicks out to Lauren for three. Left side. In and out. No good. Boy. Rims are tight here. It kind of, if it hits it at all, it's popping back out. Now back the other way. Davis had to save it back in bounds. Gets to Larson, drives left baseline. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Kiara Kilgore with another rebound. Now Lauren Livingston, left side, penetrates, kicks it up. Off the glass. Oh, they called a travel. She got bumped going up for the shot and got called for the travel. That is unfortunate. That's going to go as another Streaks turnover, but I thought it looked like a good move by Lauren. Got bumped while going up for the shot. It actually put it in, and Evans discussing it with the official that was under the basket. And he wasn't sure about that one either. 6:28 to play in the ball game. Streaks with a 40-29 lead. That was the score at the end of the third quarter. In the paint at the free throw line, this is Cox. Drives down the right side. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Ooh, quick whistle. Calder said she got her on the wrist. I thought it was pretty clean up there. Now, if he would have waited and blew the whistle, she came down and got her with the body afterwards. So, I mean, would have gone to the line either way. But the initial call, I thought it was a little quick on the whistle. That is the first on Abby Davidson as Cox hits the first free throw. She is, 5 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. Now make it 6 for 7 as she hits both and cut it to a 9-point lead. 40-31, 6:19 to play. Streaks with a lead. A few subs in for Central Catholic, kind of playing platooning here a little bit, offense, defense for Coach Deborah Kaufman. Riley Jenkins in the backcourt, gets to Kiara Kilgore. Down it goes to Lauren Livingston, left wing. Back out to Riley between the circles, and she'll set the offense for the Streaks with just over 6 minutes to play. Kiara Kilgore with it. Abby Davidson to Riley Jenkins, right wing. Now tab of the key, Lily Hudgens. She'll bring it back out. Gets to Riley right at the center circle with under 6 to play. Riley to Abby Davidson, left wing. Now Kiara Kilgore to Riley, top of the key. Riley Jenkins puts it on the floor, gets to Lauren Livingston, left wing. Back out to Riley, left to the center circle now with 5:45 to play. Streaks content to work some clock and look for a good shot. Lily Hudgens has it between the circle, dribbles right down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Riley. She'll fire the three. Good! Riley Jenkins for three on the feed from Lily Hudgens. Make it 43-31 Streaks. 5.5 to play. Godsey with it, right wing. Goes top of the key on the dribble, brings it back out between the circles. Now near the center circle, dribbles left. Gives way to Steinen. Steinen to the free throw line, and his pass stolen away by Abby Davidson. Streaks get it. Down the other way, Kiara Kilgore had looked like she got bumped on the arm on the shot. Down with a rebound, Riley Jenkins puts up the 10-footer, no good. Steinen down with a rebound for Central Catholic. Under 5 minutes to play, Streaks with a 43-31 lead. Steinen down the right side of the lane, puts it up off the glass and in. Nice move by Steinen. She has got 12, but just 4 here in the second half after 8 in the first half. Make it 43-33, back to a 10-point lead for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins between the circles to Kiara Kilgore out high left side. Puts on the floor, gets to Lily Hudgens, right wing. She picks up, gives way to Lauren Livingston. Lauren fires a 3, right wing, off the glass and in. Lauren Livingston, her second of the ball game. She's got 8 and make it 46-33. Now Lauren near steal, tapped away, but picking it back up is Becker for Central Catholic. Now inside it goes to Steinen. Nice move down near the basket. Can't hit it off the glass. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Now it's the Streaks with a 3-on-1 break. Riley Jenkins, nice pass to Abby Davidson. Left hand up off the glass and in. And now timeout called by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And the Streaks have jumped out to a 48-33 lead. We'll take a timeout as well. Or is this a 30? Nope, this is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Galesburg 48, Central Catholic 33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Homeownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. By Templeton Roofing, when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Win $100 with the virtual WGIL button. Sign up now at WGIL.com to be in tomorrow's cash drawing. From Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply and WGIL.
.406 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Bloomington Central Catholic Saints by a score of 48-33. Central Catholic with a basketball coming out of the timeout by Coach Massey. Left wing, this is Larson, and a bump is going to be called on Lauren Livingston. That'll be the, where are we at with Lauren? That's her fourth foul now. And the 16th foul on the Streaks. And another timeout, full timeout called. And let me tell you about Galesburg Nissan, as they provide our transportation, as they have for many years now, to Streaks football, basketball, boys and girls games. Every time we're on the road, we get to drive a really, really nice vehicle from Galesburg Nissan tonight, a certified pre-owned 2019 Nissan Murano Platinum. It's an all-wheel drive, and you know, the certified pre-owned, it's peace of mind is what it is for you. 7-year 100,000 mile limited warranty. You've got coverage for 7 years or 100,000 miles on the odometer, whichever one comes first, from your vehicle's original in service. So you know, the thing is, if you got if it's a really low mileage vehicle, That's and you're going to put way more than 100,000 miles on one of these Nissans anyway. Emergency roadside assistance for the duration of a limited warranty. 167-point certified pre-owned vehicle inspection. You get a Carfax vehicle history report. Special APR financing available for well-qualified buyers. And there's an optional 7-year 100,000-mile or 8-year 120,000-mile security plus extended protection plan available as well. So check this out. It'll be back on the lot tomorrow. Nice orange color, black leather interior. Very beautiful car. And also, make sure you stop by Galesburg Nissan. Check out the all-new 2021 Nissan Rogue, which is on the lot now. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. I keep saying here in Galesburg. I'm not in Galesburg, though, but thanks to them for providing our transportation at all Streaks road games. Central Catholic with the basketball, under 4 minutes to play in the ballgame now. We've got a official timeout again. What now? I don't know. He tapped his head. I don't know. Was it a uniform? Was it a mask? I'm really not sure, honestly. He pointed to one of the players, and I'm not sure. No. Might have been a mask that fell down because the players are having to wear masks. So there is that. So I don't know if that's what it was or not. All right. In the paint it goes to Godsey. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Might have been partially blocked. Riley Jenkins away the rebound. Down court to Lauren Livingston. Nice dump off to Caden Slidick up off the glass. Nope. Oh, they're going to say she traveled beforehand anyway. So the Streaks turn it over with 3:40 to play. For the Streaks, Audrey Peck, Lauren Livingston, Kiara Kilgore, Caden Slidick, and Riley Jenkins. 3:35 to play in the ballgame. Galesburg with a 48-33 lead, opening the season here. And the paintball gets knocked away. Now this is Shanks with it, right side, drives baseline. Shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes away to Becker. Now it's Shanks for three in the left corner, puts it up and in. That's her first basket of the ball game, and make it 48-36. Quickly back the other way. Caden Slidick on the right baseline has a knocked away. Ball goes to the floor, loses a handle. Now we're going to have a tie-up. Nice hustle by Kiara Kilgore to get in there. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks, fortunately for them. Let's see, into the ball game for Central Catholic. Yeah, looks like we got one that, oh, maybe she is on the roster near the bottom here. Gibson in. This is Caden Slidick between the circles. Out high left side, Riley Jenkins along three. That's off the mark. Rebound taken away by Shanks. Back the other way, another turnover on Central Catholic as you got Gibson going the wrong way on the pass. And that is another turnover on Central Catholic with under 3 minutes to play, 2:54 to be exact, 48-36, the Streaks lead. This is Kiara Kilgore in the backcourt, hands off to Riley Jenkins across midcourt to Caden Slidick on the right side, back to Riley right at the center circle. See if the Streaks work a little clock here while trying to find a good shot. Riley with it. Backdoor pass to Lauren Livingston. Actually, Cox stepped in and knocked it away, so the Streaks turned it over. Good defense by Cox. She was waiting for it that time. Now Shanks has it knocked away by Kiara Kilgore. Streaks come up with it, and a reaching foul is going to go against Larson. So a turnover on, oh, wait a minute. What's the call? Wait. Okay, how's it going back to Central Catholic? Riley had stolen the ball. Man, unless he called it a jump ball. That must have been it. Okay, had to have been a jump ball, and the possession arrow went their way. I look down and mark down a turnover in my scorebook. Now a steal by Lauren Livingston, so there's a turnover. Lauren on the left side, pulls it back out. On the dribble, gives to Riley Jenkins out near midcourt on the left side with 2:17 to play. 48-36, 12-point lead for the Streaks. Kara Kilgore gives to Lauren Livingston. Lauren, top of the key to Audrey Peck. Out high right side, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the dribble. Back to Audrey Peck, right of the free throw line. 15-footer up, no good. Rebound comes down to Lauren Livingston. Lauren puts up the 7-footer off the glass and in. Nice job by Lauren Livingston, offensive glass, and the putback. She's in double figures, make it 50-36 Streaks, 1:49 to play in the ball game. In the paint, shot up and good. Nice move by Steinen. She puts it up and in. She's got 14, make it 50-38. Still three-quarter court pressure across. This is Caden Slidick. Her pass is stolen away. Cox gets in there, gets in the lane, and takes it away. Now knocked away by Caden Slidick. Is going to go back to Central Catholic. Lily Hudgens back in. She'll replace Caden Slidick with 1:29 to play in the ball game. Ten in the ball game for Lauren Livingston now. 1:25 to play. Streaks with a 50-38 lead. This is Larson, right wing. It's knocked away by Lauren Livingston. Lauren gives it to Lily Hudgens. Lily fakes up off the glass. Can't get it to fall, though. Now gets her own rebound. Got knocked away up off the glass. Can't hit. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Gets tied up and actually gets it away and gets it to Lauren Livingston. She puts it up off the glass and in. What a sequence there for the Streaks. Great hustle. 52-38 Streaks. A minute to play. Right baseline. Inside to Larson from Davis. And it's no good. Rebound comes down to Audrey Peck. Now Riley Jenkins with it across midcourt. And she'll slow it down, 48 seconds to play. Streaks will hold on to it here, unless they get a wide-open shot, I'm sure. No reason to go to the basket at this point with 40 to play. Well, they are running the offense, though. Kind of doing the weave out front, though. Kiara Kilgore gives way to Lily Hudgens with 33 to play. Lily to Audrey Peck between the circles. Now with 28. Lauren Livingston out high on the right side with 25. 52-38 streaks lead. Riley Jenkins with it and gets fouled by Steinen. And that is just the fifth team foul now on Central Catholic. Second foul on Steinen. So the Streaks will have to inbound with 20.4 to play. Now four new players in for Central Catholic. Just kind of wholesale got the defensive players in now. It'll be Lauren Livingston inbound just in front of the Streaks bench. And it comes to Riley Jenkins with 18 seconds to play. Riley out near midcourt. Now it's Kiara Kilgore. Gives to Lauren Livingston with 11. Lauren on the dribble with 10. Now 8 to play. Audrey Peck between the circles with 6. Riley Jenkins with 4. Riley holds on, gives to Kiara Kilgore, and time has run out. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks open the season with a victory over the Central Catholic Saints from Bloomington. Final score, Galesburg 52, Central Catholic 38. So Streaks, a good way to open the season. And the Streaks come out with a victory here tonight. Now, you're going to hear some action going on in the background while I'm doing the postgame show, because they're going to play two quarters of what is basically JV teams. In other words, some of the girls that didn't get to play in this game, they're going to play two quarters here of, I think, 5 minutes each. And I don't know if it's going to be continuous clock or not, but we're not going to bring you the play-by-play of that. We're going to get into our postgame show here, so we won't get a chance to chat with Coach Massey tonight, which coming up, we'll get pre- and post-game interviews with him coming up on Friday night and Saturday and the rest of the season. Just kind of different circumstances here tonight at Central Catholic. So the Streaks 1-0, Central Catholic falls to 1-1. Galesburg with a victory here tonight, 52-38. We'll take a timeout, come back with our post-game show. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Enter to win $100 cash with the virtual WGIL button at WGIL.com. As we support local businesses, our featured button location today is Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply.
I'm Dave Marshall with Galesburg Lumber Construction. This business started out with Hanson Lumber Company. We've been in this current business 2 years.
My name is Jamie Williams. We specialize in dimensional lumber, concrete, adhesives, sealers, and specialty products that we can obtain easier than most.
Well, it's very important for everybody to support local business. We depend upon a lot of repeat customers, so we like to keep our customers happy.
It's important to keep the money in the communities.
Supporting local businesses and giving you a chance to win with the virtual WGIL button. Enter to win today at WGIL.com to be included in tomorrow's random drawing for $100 from Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply and WGIL.
Well, the trust between us and Shane and Alex, it's certainly very binding.
Alan Palmer knows all about the importance of trust as co-owner of Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home in Galesburg. And when they decided to trust their finances to Courtney and Aldrich, they gained the personal touch they've been looking for, as well as valuable time.
They do our payroll, bill pays, taxes, et cetera, et cetera. That has saved us so much time so that we can concentrate on doing what we do best.
Imagine how much extra time you would have if you didn't have to worry about the finances of your business.
I recommend Courtney and Aldrich to everybody, small business, large business. They're going to be there to help you out. They're going to free up the time for you to do what you do best.
You probably didn't open your business so you could do payroll, accounting, and taxes. Leave that up to the guys who did. They'll save you time, stress, and possibly money with their professional and licensed services. Courtney and Aldrich in the Weinberg Arcade, downtown Galesburg.
You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's time to get a fresh start at YEM in Galesburg.
This is Tyrell Bell from YEM at Galesburg. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, divorce, repossession, bankruptcy, late payments, medical bills, or student loans, even if you don't think it's possible to get approved, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track.
We don't just sell cars. We help people. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Did you know just the simple act of dressing for work can make you more productive? According to a recent study by the Wall Street Journal, getting dressed for work each morning can even improve your performance. Untucked shirts are the easy way to look sharp instantly, and they're designed to be worn untucked so you'll stay comfortable all day long. So for your next Zoom call, lose the t-shirt and grab an untucked shirt instead. It'll also be your go-to when we start returning to all the things we've been missing. Try one today at any Untucked store or at Untucked.com. Untucked shirts, designed to be worn untucked.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is proudly brought to you by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg. The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg. Because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Slight chance of rain overnight tonight, a low of 29. A winter weather advisory in effect from noon tomorrow to 6 o'clock Friday morning for Knox, Warren, McDonough, Henderson, and Hancock counties. Cloudy and breezy, rain before noon. Rain and snow likely early afternoon, then becoming all snow with a high of 37. It's 31 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show. Brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Well, the Galesburg Silver Streaks open the season with a win over the Bloomington Central Catholic Saints. Final score, Galesburg 52, Central Catholic 38. The Streaks 1-0 on the season. And, well, it had a sloppy start to it. And, you know, the Streaks ended up, I had them for 24 turnovers, which that will get better. First game it happens. And, you know, the Central Catholic played pretty good defense, ran a good pretty good press. So there was that. And Central Catholic with 14 turnovers themselves. But, you know, the Streaks, they still fought their way and kept in the ball game throughout, even with the turnovers. They were able to stay right in it. And, in fact, at the end of the first quarter, they were tied at 7. At the end of the first half, they led 27-20. They outscored Central Catholic 20-13 in the second quarter. And then able to pull away in the third, outscoring them 13-9, and ended up with a 52-38 final score. So the Streaks with a victory. Thanks for joining us, Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory post game show here tonight. Now, normally we would get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, but they're playing a couple of quarters here of JV basketball, and all the other players getting some playing time this time around. So we'll get a chance to chat with Coach Massey on the pregame and the postgame coming up on Friday night and Saturday afternoon as well. So speaking of the upcoming schedule, a couple of more non-conference games will be at the Fieldhouse at Galesburg High School coming up on Friday night. It's, again, a varsity-only game, a 6 o'clock start against the Mercer County Golden Eagles. So we'll have 5:40 pregame for that one, 6 o'clock for the no tip-off, so 6 o'clock start to the game. And then Saturday afternoon, we'll entertain the Knoxville Blue Bullets at the Fieldhouse as well. And that'll be a 3 o'clock start, so 2:40 for our pregame here on WGIL. Take a timeout, come back and run down our postgame stats. Streaks win at 52-38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
He made me feel like his top priority.
That's Tobin Lee, who trusted me, Bradley Hicks, with Century 21, to help her find a home in Galesburg that fit all her wants and needs.
Bradley's an excellent communicator, and he's very attentive. Through the whole process, he always had time for me. And most importantly, he listened. He also has a great sense of humor, which really put me at ease. I would recommend Bradley to anyone.
Home buying can be fun and easy with a realtor who puts you first. I'll show you. Visit BradleyHIX.com.
Life isn't perfect, and you're not the only one who feels that way. I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe church is more than just a place to go on Sunday. It's a place to encounter a God of hope and can be a place that is safe for processing questions, doubts, and the stresses of life. We'd love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 10:30 for a different kind of worship. Let's journey together at First United Methodist Church of Galesburg. Find us at firstumcgalesburg.org.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show. Jan Dubauskas and how healthcare has changed now that Joe Biden's in the White House. We'll see you here.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Streaks winning here tonight in their opener by a final score of 52-38 over the Bloomington Central Catholic Saints. Tom Meredith, glad to have you along with us here tonight on WGIL. For Streets Girls Basketball, my partner Eric Gibson back with me, hopefully Friday night, but for sure Saturday afternoon anyway. He's busy with his real job and his real life, so he wasn't able to get here with us tonight. But the Streaks, a good win tonight, 52-38 over Central Catholic. You know, I'm just looking at some of the girls that are playing out there right now. This is a really, really deep Silver Streaks team because there are some girls out there playing now that saw quite a bit of playing time last year at the varsity level. So this is going to be a fun year, a deep, deep Silver Streaks team. They got some size as well. Going to be a fun team to watch. So 52-38 the final score. Let's get into our post-game stats. Pretty much just the scoring. Riley Jenkins led the way, 15 points for the Streaks. She made five twos and a three, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 12 points for Lauren Livingston, including a couple of twos, a couple of threes, 2 for 2 from the line. Audrey Peck with 8 points on 4 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. 5 points apiece for Lily Hudgens on a 3 and a 2. Also, Kiara Kilgore on a couple of baskets and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Let's see, we had 4 points for Abby Davidson on a couple of baskets. 5 points for Abby. There, I'm missing one there. So 5 for Abby. I still think I might have had an extra basket for somebody. I have Abby for 5, a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, and 4 points for Cadence Lydick on a couple of baskets as well. Streak 6 for 11 from the line, 4 3-pointers in the game. 24 turnovers, but we had 10 of those in the first quarter, 15 for the first half, so much better in the second half, but it's a number Coach Massey will want to see reduced dramatically as the season goes on. For the Central Catholic Saints, they were led by Casey Steinem with 14 points, 7 for Cox, 5 apiece for Larson and Davis, Abby Davis, Ella Larson. Let's see, 4 for Becker, 3 for Shanks on a three-pointer. They had the 1 3-pointer in the game. They were 12 for 17 from the free-throw line, 14 turnovers for Central Catholic, who falls to 1-1. Streaks are 1-0 on the season. Well, coming up next, we'll take our final break. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Kind of a hard one. It was an interesting game, but we'll have one. We'll do that coming up. Streaks won at 52-38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. By Templeton Roofing, when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
If you're in need of a new vehicle but don't want to visit a dealership, Yem in Galesburg can help. With an online buying experience that feels as close to the dealership experience as possible. This is Sarah Yem. Visit yemauto.com and pick out your favorite vehicles. Then call or text us. Request a virtual or at-home test drive. Apply for credit online. Value your trade online. And take delivery in your driveway or at the dealership. See all the ways we're here to help at yemauto.com. You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's time to get a fresh start at Yem in Galesburg.
This is Tyrell Bell from Yem at Galesburg. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, divorce, repossession, bankruptcy, late payments, medical bills, or student loans, even if you don't think it's possible to get approved, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track.
We don't just sell cars. We help people. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help. At YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
It was not at all like the picture.
Girl, what have I told you? You gotta check the reviews.
That goes for eye care, too. And when you read the reviews on Google or Kehoe Eye Care's Facebook page, you'll see they have 4.9 out of 5 stars and lots of positive comments about the friendly staff, efficient and knowledgeable service, and latest technologies. These are people just like you who had great experiences at the most reputable eye center around. So read the reviews and make an informed decision to trust the professionals at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks win it here tonight. Final score, Galesburg 52, Bloomington Central Catholic 38. Streaks 1-0 to start the season. Be back at it a couple of times this weekend, Friday night and Saturday afternoon, before they start Western Big Six Conference play coming up next week. And it'll be three games a week until the last week of the regular season on Tuesday nights, Friday nights, and Saturday nights, all at 7:30. The boys will be playing at the same times, and we'll explain what's going to happen with that. They'll both be playing the same team, but in different places. For instance, Tuesday night, the girls will be on the road at Sterling. The boys will be hosting Sterling. They'll have a freshman game, followed by the sophomore game, followed by the varsity game. So the varsity is scheduled to start at 7:30. So right around 7:05, 7:10 pregames, if everything's running on time each night for those games. So what's going to happen? The boys' games will be here on WGIL. The girls' games will be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. That's, again, starting next Tuesday night with the conference games, when the boys and girls will be playing at the same time for all those Western Big Six conference games. All right, final order of business here tonight, as the Streaks win at 52-38. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we thank Dave Dunn and Dave's Auto Body for sponsoring that for years and years now. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, I mean, a number of players did some good things here tonight. We had the freshman in her debut in Kiara Kilgore, had a really nice game, 5 points, had several rebounds, did a good job defending. Let's see, Audrey Peck, again, a good job defending and rebounding for the Streaks. Lauren, and she got in some foul trouble, as did Lauren Livingston. Lauren hit a couple of threes and scored 7 points in the fourth quarter, and a good game after getting in some foul trouble, some rebounds as well, good defense. But this young lady led the Streaks in scoring tonight, which she may do that a lot this season, not surprising, but really good job defensively. There was a stretch in the middle two quarters where the Streaks started pulling away, where she had 8 points, not an eight-point run, but 8 points, which really helped with what was going on in the middle, and helped the Streaks to pull away several rebounds during that stretch. And that is the senior Riley Jenkins, as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Riley with 15 points, and yeah, again, we'll have all the real stats for you coming up when Eric's with me, because I'm not talented enough to do that many things at once. I can keep turnovers, score as best I can, but rebounds, assists, all those type of things Eric will keep for us, and keeping track of the shot chart as well. So Riley Jenkins, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Streaks won it here tonight, 52-38, the final score. Thanks to Will Stevenson back at the studio, keeping us on the air here. Streaks went to 52-38. That'll wrap it up here from Bloomington Central Catholic High School. Streaks 1-0. We'll do it again, coming up on Friday night.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.